This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is praising Italy for what he called bold, courageous steps aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus and protecting their country. As VOA's Lattice Ahok reports, around the globe, countries continue to assess what steps they need to take as the virus spreads.
The Italian government on Sunday imposed travel restrictions on some 16 million people in the north. The virus has now reached the U.S. capital, Washington, and the surrounding area. First cases have been reported in Bulgaria and Afghanistan. The latest reports from China are good and bad. A hotel used as quarantine in the coastal city of Guangzhou collapsed Saturday, killing 10 people and trapping more than 70 in the rubble. Officials reported on Sunday that the number of new cases has dropped. Among those discharged from a makeshift hospital in Wuhan is a 101-year-old man. The central Chinese city is the epicenter of the outbreak that has infected more than 100,000 people worldwide and killed more than 3,000. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Undeterred by the outbreak, North Korea is conducting business as usual, VOA's Bill Gallo explains.
North Korea test-fired 3 short-range rockets Monday. It's the second North Korean launch in a week and the latest mixed signal from Pyongyang, which has hinted it wants international help to fight the coronavirus. South Korean officials say the North used multiple rocket launchers to fire the short-range weapons into the sea off Korea's east coast. Japan said they appeared to be ballistic missiles. North Korea's second missile launch in a week may signal a return to tensions, except the North is also hinting at dialogue. In a surprise move last week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent a letter of condolence to South Korea, which has seen an explosion of coronavirus cases. Bill Gallo, VOA News,